So our gospel today starts in the middle of a story. We don't hear the beginning of chapter 14, but you might remember how it goes. Chapter 14 begins with King Herod, who'd heard about this Jesus fellow, this odd radical from Nazareth with this very peculiar way of teaching. And this Jesus guy was getting quite a following, and enough people were following that it could possibly lead to a revolt. So King Herod was curious and keeping close tabs. And while he couldn't get a hold of this Jesus guy, he grabbed and jailed the next best thing, John the Baptist. And John was also an odd one. Remember, he ate bugs and lived in the wilderness and claimed that Jesus was this prophet and that people should repent, including King Herod. And so at King Herod's birthday party, things got a little carried away. And after some dancing, King Herod was convinced to have John the Baptist beheaded. And this is where our story begins. Jesus hears the story, hears about his friend, his wingman, John the Baptist, losing his head. And receiving this sad news, he retreats to his deserted place. I can't blame him. When I've received some bad or sad news, taking a time out feels like the right move. A little breathing room between the chaos. When death finds us, when things get harder, retreating and escaping sounds like a good plan. And yet, when Jesus goes to a deserted wilderness place to rest, the crowds follow. Perhaps they too, hearing the news of the death of John the Baptist, are feeling sad and mad and scared. What do we do now? Do we give up? Do we disband? Do we take up arms and fight back? Is all of this worth it? Unlike me, when I'm found in a game of hide and seek that I did not want to play, Jesus doesn't send them away. He doesn't resent them and say, come back another day. Matthew writes that Jesus had compassion for them. And then the story gets even better. This is one of those stories that is so good, it's repeated 4 times in each gospel account. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We only get the Christmas story twice. We get this story 4 times. This story matters. This is how God's compassion becomes visible. For the sun had started to set, and the disciples asked Jesus to disband this crowd. It's time to send everyone home, because a healed crowd is a beautiful thing. But a hungry crowd? Well, I can turn sideways really quickly. There's no McDonald's at the Sea of Galilee. But Jesus replies, they don't need to go away. You can give them something to eat. And the disciples start to panic. Jesus, we only have these 5 rolls and 2 fish, measly crumbs. It's not going to satisfy us, let alone this giant crowd of people. And Jesus simply replies, bring them here. It must have been hard for the disciples to fathom. For they too were trying to rest. Jesus was trying to rest. They were tired and hungry and worn out, and they know this is not enough food. And yet, at this point, they also know, they know better than to argue with Jesus. And so they hand over the snacks and stand back. Jesus took this small basket, blessed it, broke it, and gave it back to the disciples, who then start to hesitantly share it with those around them. And pretty soon, 5,000 men, plus at least 5,000 women, and at least probably 10,000 children were fed. And all were satisfied. And there were 12 baskets of leftovers. 12. It is a miracle. It doesn't make sense. And yet here it is, repeated 4 times. Like I said earlier, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. And it's not because I believe Jesus has magic hands that can make loaves multiply out of thin air. So it's very possible what happened. I don't know. I didn't get to be there. But what I love about this story is that reminder that there is always, always, always enough. God takes whatever crumbs we offer and through them does incredible things that we cannot fathom. Trigby David Johnson from Christian Century puts it this way. There are times in my life when I feel like I've got nothing to give. There's no gas in my tank, no food in my fridge. I've got nothing left to say. And when I feel this way, however, my life doesn't stop. The trickle of emails keeps dripping into my inbox. My phone keeps whining for attention. The next sermon is in 10 minutes, and my to-do list looks like 5,000 hungry people. The story reminds me that sometimes Jesus is asking me to simply give my nothing, my little loaves and fishes, and then to stand back and watch Jesus teach a different kind of economy, an economy grown by God's abundance. The God of Jesus knows no limitation. Out of nothing, God creates, bara, something. The economy of the kingdom of God is abundant and knows no scarcity. My fridge doesn't have to be full for Jesus to take what I have and feed others. Now, it reminds me what happened last Saturday at 4:30 when this storm rolled through and many in this neighborhood lost power. And immediately the email neighborhood listserv went into full panic. We don't have power. When is the electricity company coming back? But offline, there was a different kind of energy. A few neighbors pulled things out of their fridge that were going to go bad, and they turned on a grill, and this picnic happened for 12 of us. And that was Saturday night. Sunday night, the same thing happened, except the picnic grew to 25 people. How often I short-sight God to what I can fathom and imagine. Thinking that we don't have the finances for this, or the people power, or the time, when all Jesus asks us to do is to bring our crumbs. Bring your half-empty fridges, your tired brains and worn-out hearts, and your too busy schedules, and see how I can help bring compassion and wholeness to the masses. The real miracle is us being honest with what we have to offer. And be willing to share and trust that we will be fed, and so will our neighbors, and there will be extra. I think this is why we practice communion every Sunday. I wish I could take credit for having this communion party today. I can't. It's totally the Holy Spirit. But here at this table is that ever-present reminder that we are welcome. We don't even have to bring our crumbs. God's going to feed us. And there will be enough for all of us and extra. And we do this practice in here so we remember to do it out there. That we will be fed and there will be enough and there will be extra.